Hey there, 欢迎收听2020年 Apple Podcast 十大热门节目通勤学英语 15minutes.today。 我是 John 老师，想在通勤、午休、独自喝咖啡的时间让自己沉浸在英语环境，提升英语力吗？赶快订阅通勤学英语 Podcast， 成为通勤家族的一员。每日 John 老师会带着大家跟读英语时事趣闻，以及与其他资深英文老师们的时事趣闻讨论，陪伴着你一起提升英语力。 Let's get started with today's program。 Not using a password manager? Here's why you should be. In a competitive field, passwords are one of the worst things about the internet. Long and complex passwords are more secure but difficult to remember,leaving many people using weak and easy-to-guess credentials. One study by the UK's National Cybersecurity Centre, NCSC, revealed how millions are using their pet's name, football team names, password, and 123456 to access online services. But this leaves you wide open to attack.Cybercriminals can crack weak passwords in seconds using automated tools. A hacker needs roughly 2 seconds to crack an 11-character password made up of numbers, says Alex Ballan, Director of Security Research at security company Bitdefender. If the password is more complex, containing numbers, symbols, and uppercase and lowercase letters, the time needed to break it jumps to 400 years. Experts say a good password should be unique and contain a combination of letters, numbers, and special characters. The key to a strong one is length, says independent security researcher Sean Wright. While password complexity does help, the length matters far more. Experts recommend a minimum of 11 characters, more if possible.The typical internet user has about 100 sets of login details. Memorizing this number of complex passwords is well beyond most people's powers of recall. Password manager apps can resolve this problem by creating long and complex credentials for you and remembering them the next time you log in. Yet only about 1 in 5 people in the UK use one, according to recent estimates.Many people are put off by the hassle, while others are suspicious about allowing one company to store all of their passwords. How do you know which one is trustworthy, and what if the company is hacked? It might seem daunting at first, but a password manager such as 1Password, LastPass, Bitwarden, or Dashlane will make your life a lot easier. If this all seems too technical,Or if you are managing passwords for an elderly parent or grandparent, there's another option. While they're sometimes marked, physical password books aren't a bad idea, as long as you follow the guidelines in creating strong, unique logins, and the book is kept somewhere secure and doesn't leave the house.
Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读、精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。